This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, around the country to great radio stations on the Genesis Communications Network, that's GCN Live, as well as selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets in America. And we're also, just for good measure, dropping in on some of the leading independents around the country. And thank you very much wherever and however you're listening to us. We appreciate it. We're also streaming live on the internet, and we're also on the Westwood One satellite for anyone that has a satellite receiver. Now, the special shout out that we give out every day goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS drivers, and, of course, the bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang out there, getting the job done all around from here, there, and everywhere. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so that we can go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And you can go to our website to hear our show streaming live right now, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And then after the show, our podcast will be available over there too. And we're also heard on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Iguana in India, Radio Boom Play in Africa, Radio Google, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the Apple Podcasts. So there you go. A lot of different ways to hear the program. All right. Let's go to the telephone line, and first we'll bring in Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And appreciate you sticking around, and here we go. We're going to go down here and pick up the colonel, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, Colonel.
And good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor.
Yep, and everybody's all happy, happy. It's 80 degrees, mostly cloudy, but we had some rain. It cooled it off last night, which is pretty good. And it's not all that humid out there this morning so far. So, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Of course,
Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and
to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we certainly hope that you get it, too. Well, Kyle and Colonel, I'm going to just start out with the obvious, and that is, yesterday, the former Hunter Biden associate was interviewed by the Republican-led U.S. House panel. And, of course, we're talking about a person who worked very closely with Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and was a partner of his and was in the middle of everything that's going on. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't think there's enough yet to impeach, but I think they're getting very close. Go ahead, Colonel.
Well, I think that the speaker probably used the right language, an impeachment inquiry as opposed to the impeachment itself. I think that there's far and away, just based upon what we know, we've seen, it certainly appears that the damning evidence against the President Biden himself is probably greater than it has in the impeachments that have preceded us in American history. More so than those in Trump, even more so those than with President Nixon, who was forced to resign as a result of impeachment rather than facing ouster in the Senate. But I think an impeachment inquiry, if that is, that should not be delayed too doggone long, based upon what we know. And Republicans are much more shy and recalcitrant about starting things like impeachment than Democrats have been, at least in modern history, as we know. But I wouldn't be too shy. I think an impeachment inquiry is in the works, and I think just based upon what Davis Joe has been able to observe, not just what the folks up on the Hill have actually been able to take in, to include yesterday, because we're just getting bits and drabs and, you know, one side, two side reporting on what came out of that. But I think I'm a little bit more, well, whether you would say optimistic or pessimistic, depending on whether you're a Democrat or Republican, that an impeachment inquiry, if not impeachment, is clearly on the horizon.
Okay, Kyle, what do you think?
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. I think that this this idea of the inquiry that the Lieutenant Colonel is talking about is absolutely on the right track. You know, we're not there yet in terms of where you'd want to be in, to have critical mass for such a thing, but the impeachment inquiry itself, I think, would give Congress more teeth to be able to, or the House rather, more teeth to be able to investigate these kinds of things. And again, that's just gathering information, and then you have the uphill battle of having to convince all of the American people, at least a great majority of them, that impeachment should be in the offing.
Hmm. Okay. And, of course, let's see, we're coming up on a break, so we're going to have to cut out here. But when we come back, folks, a lot more to talk about here. And, of course, we're going to get into some Republican stuff here. What should the Republicans do next, you say? Well, maybe we'll come up with an idea or two. So you guys hang on, and we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on Westwaters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All right, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. I'm going to be up there probably Labor Day weekend or thereabouts for another one of our great events that we have up there. We'll be bringing the food truck with me, as well as the fun and games for the kids and whatnot. So can't wait for that. And oh, by the way, don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, veterans, first responders, that's EMT, firefighter, and police, active and retired, as well as church pastors, too, active and retired, get taken great care of. And you got to go there to find out what I'm talking about. Now, you also get Moss Care on the new or pre-owned vehicle that you buy, which gives you plenty of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat this. Selection at Moss Nissan is second to none. And if they don't have it, they'll get it for you. If it's not sitting right there in the lot, they'll get it for you, even if they got to go pick it up at another dealership or whatever. I've seen them do that. So the Moss Nissans are located, the full-service flagship store at Newport Richey, where 19 and 54 come together. Look for the great big American flag up in the air. You'll see it well over a mile away on a clear day, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and also up in Brooksville at the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, right there on State Route 50 West, and it's right up against the Suncoast Expressway that's right there, the toll road, so you can't miss it. And it's got the big flag up there, too, Moss Nissan in Brooksville. And don't forget, tell them the Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll save you a ton of money, and you'll love the way they treat you. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Thanks for sticking around. And Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, and thanks for you being here. We appreciate your contributions to the show, and so do the people that hear you.
Great to be with you here on the first day of August.
Yep.
Couldn't be anywhere else.
Yep. Well, Kyle, you had a question for the Colonel?
I do, and good morning once again, Kevin. What's happening right now in Niger is pretty significant, it appears, and I was wondering if you could sort of expand on that a little bit, and certainly because when we hear about Africa these days, we hear about the Wagner group from Russia, and evidently there is some connection here.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm glad you didn't ask me to make sense of and procrastinate on where it's going to go, because Africa is an absolute mess. And it's a mess because of so many people that are playing interest in this. And historically, during the Cold War, whenever there was chaos somewhere in the world, particularly in places like Africa or even down in Cuba and all that, that played into the hands of the Chinese and primarily the Russians. But here in North Africa, it's a little bit different game because Russians don't have the same power hand. So many players. You've got the Islamic insurgencies that are going on. You have, tin pot dictators wearing uniform and have some arms, surrounding Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali. And then you've got the Chinese that have increased their influence. And the Russians, of course, not just the Wagner Group, but Russia, the country themselves, have had interest there, have had a play in there, because some of these surrounding tin pot dictators are favorites of Russia and the chaos there. And, of course, you have the historical longstanding, dating back to colonial times, the French interest, particularly in Niger. And Niger has, for a long time, been a little bit of a blockwork of the West against some of the, of this business. But now all bets are off because we had this coup in Niger, ousted somebody. You've got the Hutus, the ones I just mentioned, Faso and Mali, the tin pot dictators that are saying, any forceful attempt to restore the president Bazoum, will be seen as a declaration of war on them, which is a nutty thing, unprecedented kind of thing, but everything's the more things change in Africa, the more they stay the same. It's just absolute chaos, and it isn't going to take play the stability installed by folks like Russia by installing their power, because they don't have the ability to do that more. And so the best that they could do is just foster more chaos. So more to come, more to follow on that. I'm sorry, I can't make sense of what's going on there in North Africa, particularly in Niger, but it is a mess because you got about four or five different players in there, which is true, depending on where the focus is any time. We've seen it in Libya. We've seen it in all across North Africa. Now the focus is on Niger.
Can you make sense of the Space Force and what Biden did yesterday?
Yeah. I don't know what it would appear that there may be some political advantage to countermanding what Trump did, because he was going to move it to Alabama. Which in some ways, in terms of the connections between the Space Force and what goes on here in Florida with NASA and the like and having the Gulf Coast, that kind of made sense. I'm not sure how to play that, but, you know, all things Biden are all things political and things to shore up fast. So I don't know. I can't make sense of that. To me, it made sense to make the move to Alabama, and I haven't really read what the argument that Biden made that says, well, no, we're going to countermand this and keep this in Colorado. Maybe one of you two can illuminate me. I don't know the reason why.
Well, it's politics, and they're saying it's because of the logistics of the matter and how long it would take to move everything down there. But they started talking about this in 2018, and it already moved some things over there. They'd already started to move some stuff, so it's not like it wasn't starting to work.
Yeah, well, just I thought, yeah, but politics played that. Not national security is not the number one thing. And as military folks, you know, the fact that genuine national security whether it's the border or a place in the world, has not played. It's been politics, it's been money, it's been all kinds of things, which ties in with our earlier discussion at the forefront, which is potential impeachment, because that is, that's, in my mind, is treasonous.
Uh-huh. Okay, Kyle, what do you got?
Well, Kevin, just recently, former Russian President Medvedev said that if the Ukrainian offensive had been successful, they would have likely had to have used a nuclear weapon. So while this may not be brand new in terms of this kind of rhetoric, you know, at what point is this going to just be the you know, I hate to say the end game for Russia if they can't if this goes on the way it's going?
I know, you know, same folks here in the Westland, the folks here on our program, certainly would think that that would be unthinkable. The idea that this, quite frankly, in the big scheme of things and historia of things, this would be the place that introduced nuclear weapons into the world and potential for World War III, we would think that would be nutty. And we've dismissed it as being just saber-rattling and a way to get primarily for Putin to get Biden to play soft, and he's done that with some success. Rattle the sabers a little bit, get to the back down, slow walk to support the Ukraine and things like that. But in today's world, it becomes hard to predict. When does saber rattling all of a sudden become miscalculation or calculation on part of somebody who says, hey, I got nothing to lose, launch a nuke? And we got some knuckleheads out there that would might do that. So, yeah, that is serious concern.
And what about, for example, what's happening in the Gulf of Oman right now, where we had the Biden administration send some more hardware over there, basically? Do you feel that that's – is it enough? Is it not enough? Is it the right move altogether?
Well, I think it's the right move, made a little bit slow. Some of the things that the Biden administration does to some of our naval presence there in the Gulf of Oman has been the right thing. I mean, you could come back and say, well, it's probably about 6 months or a year too late, and a lot of it has to do not just with Russia and China interest there, but, of course, the Iranians and what they've done there. It's the right thing. But the problem is that our military capacity to really have a serious threat there and our ability of our Navy to do that. I'm confident that dealing with folks like Iran and all that with the right equipment they already have on hand in the right place that we can react right. And I think we're moving that way. But our ability to expand that on what may be on the horizon a year from now, that's doubt because our military is hurt. Bad.
Okay, Colonel, we will talk to you on Thursday, and I'll see you Thursday for lunch, I hope.
Absolutely. I'll see you Thursday at our new location, Captain. See you then.
All righty. Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more. And Harrison on sports, Major League Baseball, coming right up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden's former business partner claims Hunter would sometimes put his father, Joe Biden, on speakerphone while meeting with business partners.
Devin Archer himself said that was an implication of who the big guy is. Archer talked about the big guy and how Hunter Biden always said, we need to talk to my guy. We need to see when my guy is going to be here.
Arizona Republican Andy Biggs, after the meeting, said Devin Archer revealed Hunter's family name helped Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma's business when Hunter sat on the board. Archer testified before the House Oversight Committee yesterday behind closed doors. Democrats on the panel, however, downplayed the testimony. New York Congressman Dan Goldman.
Hunter may have put his father on the phone with any number of different people, and they never once spoke about any business dealings.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, our Sports with Harrison, Harrison on Baseball, is being brought to you by MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, where when you go over there, all you need to know is your promo code is going to be one word, Captain. And you can call them on the phone if you want and talk to them that way at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, because right now they've got the whole kit and caboodle on sale over there, and I do mean that literally. Everything has got a sale price on it. Some items as much as 80%. Other items, buy one, get one, as well as marked down 25%, 30%, 40%, 50%, whatever the situation might be. Everything's a little bit different. But if you go over to MyPillow.com, you'll see all the different things that are there, and it'll say what your promo code, the price is. Well, the promo code is going to be one word, Captain. Yep, that's it, Captain. And don't forget the number to call, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. All right. We've got, first, Kyle Warren on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning.
And then we've got Harrison, all things about Major League Baseball. Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
We are going to play your theme song, and you are in charge of theming along with the song. You ready?
I'm ready. Harry and Harrison.
Here we go.
Take me out to the ball. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me something, then Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back to this room. Room for the
Rays.
They don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out of smoke.
Okay, let's see here. There we go. Yeah, there you go. Get our local crowd in there. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, there we go. There, see, you got a little extra applause. All right, Marison, yeah. Take it away. What's going on in the world of baseball?
Well, there's a lot going on, as a matter of fact. First off, the Rays get off to a strong start in their series against the Yankees, winning 5-1. Kyler Glasnow, once again, masterful for Tampa Bay, pitching 7 innings, of one-run ball, striking out 8. And the bats came alive once again as well with 4 players going yard in the Bronx. And before I continue, if anyone, speaking of Tyler Glasnow, if you haven't heard yet, Google Tyler Glasnow, Cillian Murphy, the star of Oppenheimer. You won't be sorry. Anyway, back to baseball. It might be that the Rays are starting to get back on track, having won 4 of their last 6 games. To show that they're still in it to win it, they got in on the trade deadline action as well. In a 1-1 swap, the Rays bolster an injured rotation by acquiring starting pitcher Aaron Civale from the Cleveland Guardians in exchange for first baseman prospect Kyle Manzardo. In 13 starts this season, Civale is 5-2 with a 2.34 ERA. And for those advanced stat people, that's a 2.7 WAR and a 180 ERA plus. Civale is projected to make his first start for the Rays on Saturday. As part of other roster moves following the deal, rookie starter Taj Bradley has been optioned back to AAA Durham. The Rays are back today looking to take the series against the Yankees. Zach Eflin is on the mound. Today is the MLB trade deadline. Today is the last chance for contending teams to get those final pieces as they continue their march to October. One of those is a fellow AL East team, the Blue Jays, who made a move to bolster their rotation just like the Rays by recently acquiring Jordan Hicks from the Cardinals. Other major moves recently, the Giants add A.J. Pollock and Mark Mathias in a deal with the Mariners. A little more trade deadline stuff coming for the Mariners as well, as the outfielder Teoscar Hernandez is also gaining interest from clubs looking to add a bat. Some of these reports include names of teams such as the Phillies and its former team, the aforementioned Blue Jays. The Angels have decided not to just keep Shohei Ohtani, and they're going all in as well on a playoff push. Recently, they acquired C.J. Cron and Randall Grichuk, and both will be immediately added to the Angels lineup. And both also immediately made an impact in their first games as Angels. Grichuk homered, while Cron picked up an RBI single in the Angels' win over the Braves last night. One team to keep an eye on today from a spelling standpoint are the Mets, a team that went from going all in on payroll to selling names off. Now, Max Scherzer is already a Texas Ranger. That deal is done. But Justin Verlander could be on the move next. Major sources have reported he could be heading back to Houston, where he won 2 World Series titles, including one last season. So here we're already seeing 2 potential names going back to their former teams less than a calendar year after their departures. All games today will be after the 6 p.m. trade deadline, so don't expect to see any deadline farewell hugs mid-game like we've seen in the past. The first game that will lead off the post-deadline play is the Marlins-Phillies battle for the wild card spot. Both teams sit half a game apart. The Phillies took the first game last night to leapfrog Miami and look to pull ahead today. The Marlins will call upon Sandy Alcantara to get them back into a playoff spot. The Reds and Cubs continue their series in what is quickly becoming a potential playoff matchup as well. The Cubs have dropped their last 2 after winning 8 straight, which put them back into the playoff race. Now the Reds, they continue their surprise run and look to stay dominant on the road. Fun fact, they've now won 24 of their last 32 road games, which, just for reference, last year they won 29 the whole season. And then the Orioles and the Blue Jays continue their series in a key AL East matchup. The Orioles took the first game to maintain their lead over the Rays in the AL East. And along with their deadline acquisitions, the Blue Jays gain an extra arm through Hyunjin Ryu returning to the rotation from the injured list. This will be his first start since he underwent Tommy John surgery just a little over a year ago. And that will do it for this week's Major League Baseball update. We now return you to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, hold on there, Harrison. I'll get to you in a second here off air. Okay, Kyle, California Angels, your guys staying put.
Yes, I think everybody's very happy about that here in Orange County in the Anaheim vicinity, as it were. But we're also getting C.J. Cron back, as Harrison had mentioned. And, of course, I used to see C.J. Cron play a few years ago at Angel Stadium. Glad that we'll be able to see him again soon.
Yeah, I can remember watching a lot of the minor league ballplayers because where I worked in Syracuse, so when I did the baseball stadium, MacArthur Stadium, worked a detail there with the fire department. We would see these guys coming up through the AAA system, and you know, some of the managers that later worked their way into the managers level at the professional, the upper level. Bobby Cox, for example, I was always after him because he was always smoking in the dugout, and I had to tell him, say, "Hey, coach, you can't do that." And he remembered me when he got down here to Tampa, St. Pete, the stadium, when I walked up to him to ask him for an interview, because at the time I was with the radio station down in Sarasota, and he goes, "I remember you. You're the SOB that used to tell me to quit smoking. How the hell are you?" And like that, and it was really funny. All the players looked at me like, "Who is this guy?" And he said, "Yeah, you're the fire guy." And I said, "Yep, used to be." I said, "But I got hurt and some things happened, but I'd like to have about 5 minutes with you if I could." So he was one of the guys who was very colorful. It was always a pleasure to be able to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. That sounds really cool. You know, but the looking here to the next half of the season after the All-Star game, you know, you never know what's going to click. You never know, you know, just how it's going to work. And at least, of course, I'm biased, have to admit it, because I want the Angels to do as best they possibly can. That's just me. But you never know. They might start clicking. If we get Trout back here real soon, sky's the limit, hopefully.
Well, when we come back, Kyle and I are going to talk about something that you probably don't even know about, and that's diversity. And you don't know what's going on right now, and some of this diversity stuff is coming back to bite the big Fortune 500 companies squarely in the butt, and they're taking some actions about it. And wait till you hear what it is they're doing. We'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're rolling along the overnight radio hours. Take it away, Mr. Announcer Guy.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Hey, get off on the phone!
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and you can come on out and see members of the Captain's Army, and we never know who we're going to have there that's new. Certainly we get involved in some very exciting and stimulating conversations, and it's all about America, folks. We're talking about America, like-minded people. If you want to talk about America and our great country and share the national anthem at 12 noon like we do, stand up and either salute it if you're a veteran or put your hand over your heart. It's quite appealing to be able to see a whole room full of people doing the same exact thing you are when they're playing the national anthem. That really, really stems the patriotic blood flow in one's body. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Of course, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been around since the beginning of this show. They are my oldest sponsor, and they're the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. Absolutely the best. They'll come to you. They'll do what needs to be done if that's what you want them to do. Or you can go to them. You can stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So, again, stop on in or give them a call at 941-922-2345. And remember, when it comes to blind shades and shutters, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is the absolute best at what they do. And I've been working with them for going on 20 years right now. The best at what they do. And it's just unbelievable. From an installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. Make sure you tell them I sent you. That might give you a free trip to the donut box in the back room, or might even get you a nice free cup of coffee, whatever. But 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment, or just stop on by. 941-922-2345 on the phone number. Local, experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us, closing out the segment. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, Biden's Department of Justice keeps hitting Trump with more indictments. It was historic and unprecedented after only the first one, despite Americans seeing the charges as political. About 80% of the country now feels that way. And the federal government under Biden isn't hitting the brakes either on any of this. But the funny thing is, some of the big business people out there are having some interesting thoughts and what they're doing. Because, have you paid any attention to, a couple of Fortune 500 companies that come to mind, for what it's worth, would be, boycotts that were put on Disney, Bud Light, and Target. Well, all of a sudden, guess what they're doing, Kyle?
What's that?
Getting rid of their diversity people. Getting rid of their diversity officers, as they're calling them. Companies are firing the diversity officers because they don't see the need for it now. Top companies like Nestle and Netflix and Disney are firing their chief diversity, equity, and inclusion executives, DEI. And employment data shows the demand for diversity work plummeting after the Black Lives Matter riots in 2020. Corporate efforts to promote DEI ideology were seemingly everywhere, but the shift seems to be the result of both budget cuts and a shifting cultural and political landscape. Isn't that interesting?
Well, back between 2019 and 2022, it looks like a chief diversity officer hiring went up about 169%. And you're right, Captain. Disney, Netflix, Warner Brothers Discovery, Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences, they've all either resigned or they've let go their diversity officers. And even inherent in that term, Captain, diversity officer, always brings to mind to me the movie The Hunt for Red October, you know, where the Soviet sub, you know, can't really set sail without a, quote, political officer on board.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of where these diversity officers kind of land, I think. And, of course, I think that it's somewhat arbitrary in many ways, although we try to promote a diverse and equitable work environment for all people. But these diversity officers, in great large part, were a direct result of the Black Lives Matter issues and the money that was given to that organization by these big companies.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because after the Black Lives Matter riots in 2020, there were corporate efforts to promote the DEI ideology to get them to stop, and they did. But now nobody's seen them around because Black Lives Matter got into plenty of trouble, and their management people got in plenty of trouble for what they were doing with the money. And as Republican lawmakers push back against this DEI ideology in academia, conservatives are boycotting companies that make progressive political statements, and there's a lot of trouble out there in la-la land because the response to these corporations' attempts to appear inclusive to the LGBT population are fueling worry amongst the top executives. Now, corporations also worry that last month's Supreme Court decision to strike down affirmative action in higher education could prompt legal action against the race-based hiring processes, a byproduct of diversity. And I think they're right with that one, don't you?
Well, you know, certainly we're just seeing these cautionary tales, Captain, about companies that get way too political, or they wade into the political, sort of chaos that's all around us. And it's a double-edged sword, you know, for conservative and or, you know, so-called left or woke type of policies. So I think a lot of companies are learning the hard way that you've got to make a great product, try to appeal to as many people as possible. And that's, I think, the cautionary tale here.
Well, the rubber meets the road when you talk about the fact that several U.S. industries have experienced major layoffs in 2023, with the biggest tech companies firing tens of thousands of employees to cut costs as revenue growth has slowed. Now, non-essential hires like diversity employees are the most susceptible. The thousands of diversity-focused workers have been laid off since last year, according to the Wall Street Journal. And finally, the top DEI positions at public universities have brought in six-figure salaries, not little ones either. And some universities have had over 150 employees in the DEI departments. Some top-ranking DEI positions bring in as much as $430,000 a year, raking in more than four times the salary of some of the college professors that are there.
Well, that's really something, isn't it? And but at the same time, you know, Captain, the a lot of these things were born out of trying to get political cover, trying to create an atmosphere by which your company wouldn't be boycotted for some reason, or that it was going to not be targeted in some way in a political fashion during all of that upheaval. And so now that I think that they believe that it's all dying down to a great degree, as you mentioned, Black Lives Matter, the BLM movement, isn't it quite as influential at this point? And so I think they're starting to get rid of these DEI officers, and they may also find that in some ways it's more problematic than they bargained for.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you tonight on the Radio. It'll be a nice night, Wednesday midweek hump week. We have a lot of great features that we bring forth, and I look forward to talking to you then. So have yourself a great day there, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Everybody out there, have a great day.
All righty. Yep, you betcha. And, folks, don't forget, today, Tuesday, I'll be over at Mission Barbecue for lunch. And we get there about 11 o'clock. They open the doors at 11 o'clock. But we get there at about 11 o'clock, and we get the tables lined up that we put together for the people that we know are going to be showing up. And it's always a lot of fun, always a lot of fun there at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. And people said, well, don't you go to some of the other places? Don't you this, don't you that? Yeah, we do from time to time. But on Tuesday, I can guarantee you that's where you're going to find us. And if you don't, I'll be at a Mission Barbecue like coming up in 2 weeks or so, or maybe it's 3 weeks. I'll be up in Newport Richey for the grand opening up there of the one in Newport Richey. They got a brand new one up there down the road from Moss Nissan out on State Route 54, and we'll be going to that, and I'll be there for the ribbon cutting and all that good stuff. So there you go. Now, stay tuned for your favorite morning program or whatever. Otherwise, my podcast will be up in a little bit. You'll be able to catch that. And when you do, remember, it's all about we the people. That's what we do here. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. God bless America. Stay low and be safe. I'll see you tonight, everybody.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.